Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The Old Testament prophet Malachi quoted God's words concerning the coming and the work of John the Baptist. "Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord, whom you seek, shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant, whom you delight in. Behold, he shall come, says the Lord of hosts." Malachi 3:1. Our Lord Jesus Christ unquestionably applied that prediction to John the Baptist. And what Bible believer would doubt the understanding and wisdom of our Lord? He was the one who inspired the Old Testament prediction, and the one who knew of its fulfillment in John. On one occasion, Jesus asked the multitudes about John, "What did you go out in the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind? What did you go out to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, they who wear soft clothing are in kings' houses. But what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yea, I say unto you, and more than a prophet. For this is he of whom it was written, Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee." Matthew 11:7-10. Today I shall examine the topic, John the Baptist, more than a prophet. It is almost universally agreed among genuine Bible believers that the Old Testament prophets were among the most courageous, dynamic, and uncompromising preachers who ever lived. In his set of books on the prophets, Dr. Abraham Joshua Heschel says concerning the Old Testament prophets, "They make much ado about paltry things, lavishing excessive language upon trifling subjects. What if somewhere in ancient Palestine poor people have not been treated properly by the rich? So what if some old women found pleasure and edification in worshiping the Queen of Heaven? Why such immoderate excitement? Why such intense indignation?" Volume 1, page 3. Dr. Heschel further says, "The prophets speak and act as if the sky were about to fall because Israel had become unfaithful to God." Volume 1, page 4. When Jesus referred to John the Baptist as a prophet, he almost certainly was comparing him to men like Isaiah, Jeremiah, Amos, and Hosea. John the Baptist was a great prophet, but he was more than a prophet. In his excellent commentary on St. Matthew's Gospel, Dr. R.C.H. Lenski, a prominent Lutheran scholar, renders the Greek, "Well, what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yea, I say unto you, and far beyond a prophet." Why would our Lord give such a powerful compliment to John the Baptist? Was John really all that great in God's sight? John was not only a prophet, but was the subject of Old Testament predictions. The prophet Isaiah outlined some of the work John would do in preparing the way for the Messiah. Isaiah 40:3-5. Malachi closes his prophecy with these words, "Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he shall turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse." Malachi 4:5-6. Oddly enough, some people who believe in reincarnation use this teaching from the Old Testament to sustain their unscriptural and unreasonable belief. But Luke tells us the true meaning of the prophecy from Malachi. "John the Baptist shall go before him," that is Christ, "in the spirit and power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." Luke 1:17. John the Baptist was not a reincarnation of Elijah. He came in the spirit and power of Elijah. If you have studied the life of John the Baptist, you know why Jesus said that John was a prophet and far beyond a prophet. Thank you, and may God bless you.